Warning, on Tuesdays we tend to cuss a lot, so listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, December the 18th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episodes,
a Florida comedian takes a bull by the horns.
A Florida man's website is the bomb.
A Florida woman gives her Uber Eats customer something extra with his order.
And a Florida man is the worst shoplifter ever.
Plus, Florida man versus tourists, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
All right, here we are. What's the day? This is coming out on the 18th, so 18th.
A week till Christmas.
21, 22, 23, 24. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, 7 days.
Yeah, because Christmas is on a Tuesday this year.
Yeah, and so a Tuesday minus a Tuesday is a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have done that in my head.
Yeah, you didn't have to break out the fingers.
On my fingers.
Yeah, I saw.
Don't tell anybody.
Are you ready? You ready for Christmas, or are you still?
I ain't even started.
Oh, I like your style there. I've got most of my shopping done already.
I haven't started. I got my team stuff at work, and that's it.
Okay.
And I haven't even given it to them yet, and I'm off for the next 2 weeks.
All right.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm on top of it this year.
Cool. Well, at least you got time off to shop for everybody else.
That's true. I got 2 weeks. Got a week I got to scramble and get stuff in the mail and everything else. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I've got for my work, we've got a Yankee swap or whatever, it's the usual thing where there's a bunch of presents, everybody gets a number, and the person
it's called a white elephant.
That's another name for it. There's Yankee swap, white elephant.
Dirty Santa,
Chinese Christmas. I've heard that one. That's a little racist.
Yeah, I ain't heard of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had ours this week at work. I chose, did you ever, on Raiders of the Lost Ark, when, he goes in to choose the cup and the knight tells him, you chose wisely?
Yeah, that was the third one.
The third one?
Yeah.
I did not choose wisely. I ended up with a soccer-themed nutcracker and a Christmas tree spoon rest. I got fucked.
And you didn't have.
And I was next to last.
Wait a minute. And you couldn't.
Oh yeah, I could have. I rolled the dice. I could have taken the sure thing, but I didn't.
You thought that.
Yeah.
Whatever box that nutcracker was in, thought that looked better.
That was going to have the lottery tickets in it. And it didn't.
Well,
fucking nutcracker and a spoon holder.
Well, I'm my work event is Tuesday, so I know there's like two people on my team that actually listen to the show, so this might be spoiling it, but I got one of those controllers that have 8 classic video games in it. So I got the one that has Pac-Man and Mappy and Dig Dug and Galaga and Galaxian.
I gave the people of Walmart calendar.
I saw that. Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, and as soon as they opened it, everybody in the room looked at me.
They knew it was yours.
Oh, yeah.
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 They know how much you love Walmart.
I do. Yes, indeedy-dotty. All right, let's get started. Story number one. And for our friends south of the border, Uno. Florida woman sued by Scottie Pippen for trashing a rental property. Now, Scottie Pippen, I'm assuming the former basketball player with the Chicago Bulls, right?
That is the one and only Scottie Pippen.
A Broward County Circuit Court judge will have to decide who wins in the lawsuit filed by retired Chicago Bulls basketball star Scottie Pippen against Fort Lauderdale comedian Lindsay Glazer Wulshin, 40, and her husband Jacob Wulshin. The suit was filed this week in Fort Lauderdale.
Now, here's what I want to know. Why do they put Lindsay's age, but not Jacob's?
Yeah, no.
Or Scotty's.
But I've never heard of Lindsay. Comedian? I don't know her.
I guess she goes by the name Alpha Bitch.
Mm, still not ringing a bell.
Nope. I know Nikki Glaser, who is a comedian. She's funny. She's pretty hot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. As reported Tuesday by Courthouse News, Pippin's Miami-based Scotty M. Pippin Revocable Trust is suing the Wulshans for leaving his $10 million mansion on Delago Drive in Fort Lauderdale, quote, trashed, and for, quote, literally stealing personal items, including a Cuisinart knife set and other utensils, according to court documents. He seeks more than $102,000 in damages.
That is a lot of damages.
That's a lot of knives.
Yeah. And Cuisinart, that's not like...
So what would you rent?
That's not like Ginsu. That's a that's a cheap-ass brand. We've got Cuisinart knives at our house.
Right.
They're...
How much is rent on a $10 million house?
No clue.
Oh, here, if you rent a house here in Fort Myers...
I can't afford to drive by a $10 million house.
Most houses, I mean, that you rent here, normal houses... That let's say they sell for $250,000 to $300,000, you're going to pay $1,500 bucks a month in rent.
Yep.
So how much would you have to pay in rent for a $10 million house?
I don't know. Is it month to month or is it an annual contract?
I got to get my calculator out. We're going to do some quick math here.
All right. All right.
So X is to Y as Z is to... wait a minute. I did that wrong. So I got it.
And
so
you said you never use algebra in real life.
$10 million divided by 350,000. So that's 28 times that. Okay. So $1,500 a month times 28, $42,000 a month, using the same ratio.
That something tells me her comedian salary for
$42,000 a month.
She doesn't make that much as a comedian.
$42,000 a month. I'm in the wrong business.
Well, you know, you should go out there and start playing basketball for the Bulls.
I guess so. I'm a little short for that. And a little fat. And a little slow and can't play basketball.
A little old.
Anyway, Glaser Wulshans publicist James Judge of Tampa's Judge Public Relations issued a news statement on her behalf Wednesday. In it, she called the lawsuit inaccurate and disputed Pippin's charge that she lifted his utensils. So far, all we've got in this thing is the utensils that she took.
Right.
But he's saying it's $102,000. But I guess that's more for the trashed piece.
Right.
Said Glaser Wushin, one of the crimes alleged in the suit is purported to have occurred at the Pippin's residence is the suspected thief of Cuisinart cutlery. A quick Google search reveals that a set can be purchased in assorted colors as a 12-pack on Amazon for $13.83.
That's the ones we have.
Yeah.
They're nice.
So Glaser Wushin said to Scotty Pippin, said, quote, to help Scotty out, unquote, she launched a GoFundMe crowdfunding campaign on Wednesday to replace Pippin's missing knife set. By Thursday afternoon, the GoFundMe had raised $31 on a $14 goal from five donors. Smartass.
Don't ever sue a comedian.
Quote, the allegations contained in the lawsuit are false and in many instances preposterous. I did that all by myself. Glaser Wulshan told the Miami Herald via email Thursday, quote, as an example, it is important to note that after my family and I moved out of the house, Pippin imposed a claim for damages on the security deposit of $50,000. Right. So $50,000, first and last month's rent. Well, first month. So, yeah, we're in the ballpark at $40,000. Yeah, at $40,000.
Maybe it's $50,000 a month and you only did 1 month.
Not true. However, after our attorney formally objected to the claim, Pippin eventually returned the entire deposit.
So he already admitted that he didn't have a leg to stand on and gave him the security deposit back. And now he's suing him for twice that.
In addition, she said the Pippin house they lived in for about 7 months was, quote, in poor condition when we first moved in, and we left it in much better condition, unquote. Glaser Wulshan added, quote, we have no intention of paying the amount demanded by Pippin, and we will aggressively defend the lawsuit.
Yeah, I would too.
Money should be no object for the Wulshans, Pippin implies in the suit. Lindsay Glaser is a member of the Glaser family, which owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh.
And the Manchester United football soccer team, Giller suit points out. Collectively, the family's net worth exceeds $4.5 billion.
Well, that explains why
she can... That explains the rent.
Yeah. Why she can pay $50,000 a month on...
That assertion led Glaser Wulshan to crack through her publicist. Quote, if I'm a member of that Glaser family, that's news to me. If that were the case, we would have leased for Michael Jordan instead.
Case of mistaken identity, I guess. always second fiddle to Michael Jordan, isn't he? I've heard some bad stories about Scottie Pippen, too. Because, you know, he's in Naples a lot. And some people that I used to know that worked in, they were bartenders or whatever. They call him No Tippin' Pippin.
Really?
Yeah. That's just hearsay, though, of course. Yeah. We're not accusing him of not tipping, but it's just that's something that I heard. It's a rumor. I'm just passing that along to our listeners. You got a biker gang?
Apparently. One day we'll have a soundproof studio. You know, but hey, how much are we up to now in the funds?
$18 a month.
$18 a month. Yeah. So we're not going to be able to rent a place for that.
Not yet.
We're stuck here for now.
Yep. Story number two. Florida man stockpiled nearly 4 tons of explosives.
Damn.
That's quite a bit. I would go as to say that is excessive.
Anything at a ton.
Yeah.
Over a ton. Yeah. You're going to. Yeah.
All right. Sarasota,
when you're in multiple tons.
Yes. That's.
And tonnage.
Of anything, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit ton. That's a lot of trouble if you're in a shit ton of trouble.
I mean, even like firewood. A ton of firewood, that's more than you'll need for a year. Especially in Florida. Like, even if you're up north and you've got like a wood fire furnace, a ton of wood, a literal ton of wood, that's a lot of wood.
Thank you, Joe. That's a great analogy here in South Florida.
I'm just saying, a ton of anything is
well, we established
excessive.
That in the beginning. What made you lead to go into a ton, that you went to the ton of wood? Something that nobody in South Florida can relate to.
No, but we've got listeners from all over the world.
Fair enough.
We had a download from Iraq.
You a serviceman?
I don't think they need firewood over there either.
No.
A Sarasota man has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for possessing explosive materials as a convicted felon, according to the Department of Justice. Mark Jason Levine, age 57, had prior felony drug convictions which prohibited him from possessing or selling any explosive materials, and as it turns out, Levine was doing both. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, I don't know why they don't call it ATFE, began investigating Levine for selling explosives without a federal license or permit in 2016. In January of that year, the ATF and Sarasota County Sheriff's Office seized explosive fuses from a shed behind Levine's residence. So is the fuse something that's prohibited from being sold to or possessed? Or
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think so.
All right. In 2017, ATF discovered that Levine was again selling explosive fuses using a website called thepyropro.com.
Oh, we got to check that out.
I already did. It's a 403. There's nothing.
Oh.
They got it locked down. The investigation led agents to Levine's storage unit at a self-storage facility in Sarasota, where an explosive detection canine confirmed the presence of explosive materials inside. So the dog ratted him out. In February 2018, law enforcement executed search warrants at Levine's home and storage unit. The searches turned up more than 7,700 pounds of explosive fuses and hundreds of rounds of ammunition.
Damn.
7,700 pounds of explosive fuses. That's a lot of fuses.
Yeah, but hundreds of rounds of ammunition is nothing. I have thousands of rounds of ammunition.
You sure you want to put that out of there?
I'm not ashamed of it.
Okay. Tampa court ordered Levine to forfeit.
Why would you have that much explosives but that little amount of ammo? That's not a lot of ammo.
Because he was selling the fuses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is his entrepreneurship. A Tampa court ordered Levine to forfeit nearly 4 tons of explosive fuses and flash powder. This was the largest seizure ever of explosives from a convicted felon in Florida, said ATF Special Agent Daryl McCrary in a press release. This sentencing represents ATF's expertise in explosive investigations and is another example of how our enforcement of the federal explosives laws greatly enhances our nation's public safety. So what he's saying is we know how to Google explosive fuses for sale. And then use a whois lookup on the pyropro.com to see where the website is headquartered. The case against Levine was brought as part of Project Safe Neighborhoods, a Department of Justice program that aims to reduce violent crimes. The program coordinates the efforts of federal, state, and local law enforcement agents. So he had.
So whatever happened to him?
He's sentenced to 5 years in federal prison.
Oh,
that's as they say in Office Space, that's federal pound you in the ass prison. Bet he was going to really, he's really going to enjoy these next few years. Was it worth it?
Yeah, I don't know.
But
what the hell is he going to blow up?
He wasn't blowing up nothing. He was selling it. Yeah. Which, I mean, is that a good business venture? Apparently it's lucrative, but maybe, I don't have felony drug convictions. Maybe I could get a license to do that, and I can pick up the pyropro.com.
I think you'd be better on moonshiners. I think you should run whiskey.
You know, I've got a...
I have a recipe book for that.
I do, too. I ordered that from Amazon, and I'm on a...
So you gonna be able to steal?
I don't have a place to put it right now, but I've got... I'm on a mailing list from a distributor that sells still kits for distilling for making ethanol alcohol for fuel, not for drinking
alcohol. Not for consumption.
Right, right.
Okay.
Because that would be illegal.
That's illegal. Right.
Right. So I wouldn't do that. But yeah, that's something I'd be interested in. But
I have to get my book out. Yeah, I've got the whole recipe book.
Oh yeah, it's
the Appalachians.
Yeah. So the one that I got is not only it's like a whole history of the moonshiners process and what they've done in the last couple hundred years and several different recipes.
All right. All right, story number three. Florida woman gives tourist, quote, disgusting delivery after ordering from Uber Eats.
You ever order from Uber Eats?
Oh yeah.
Have you? I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
When I was an Uber driver, I didn't sign up for that because you don't make a whole heck of a lot of money as the driver. No.
An Uber Eats customer was expecting his delivery of Japanese food this week, and he did get it, but he got a little something extra in the bag as well.
Well, that's a nice little bonus.
Yeah, dinner and a show. Leo, who only wanted to be identified by his first name, is beside himself after he received a pair of soiled underwear with his takeout order.
Well, maybe that bonus was...
Well, what? Disgusting, quote, disgusting, unhealthful, it's potentially deadly, Leo said. Quote, what do you do if you find this in your food?
Throw the shit out. That's pretty simple.
Damn. Leo, who was visiting Miami for Art Basel, ordered just before 10 p.m. from a nearby Japanese restaurant through Uber Eats app. When it arrived, he walked out of his hotel to meet the delivery driver. Quote, I grabbed the food, and right when I got the food, she took off running, and I was like, well, that was kind of odd, Leo said. Brushing it off, he walked up to his hotel room and opened the plastic bag. In it, he saw his food in a brown paper bag and something else.
Something else brown.
I thought this when I was pulling it out. This sure is a fancy napkin. That ain't no napkin, Leo. That's some draws. But it wasn't a napkin at all. It was a pair of thigh-length underwear. Oh, granny panties. Stained with what looked like human feces.
Had skid marks.
Ugh. He got some granny panties with some tracks on it.
Ugh.
Disgusted, he threw them back in the bag and contacted Uber, the restaurant, and the police department.
Yep.
He was pissed. All of them apologized, but said they really couldn't do anything about it.
Well, Uber can. I know the restaurant can't because Uber Eats, they just pick it up. They don't have anything to do with the restaurant. And the cops really can't.
But Leo said that wasn't good enough, so he called the local 10 News, saying he wanted to make sure people were aware of what happened.
Oh, Jesus.
Quote, any other thing, you can let it pass, but that's not a joke, Leo said.
He's a freaking Mrs. Kravitz.
Uber said it provided Leo a full refund and said the courier had no prior issues.
Maybe she got, just had an accident.
Why would she put it in the bag of food, though?
That's a good question. I mean, you're pulling up to a hotel anyway. They've all got trash cans outside the front. Just toss it in there.
But she sharted or something?
She must have. That's what it sounds like.
And then, but she had time to stop and pull them off. Why didn't she just throw them in the trash wherever she pulled them off? She didn't pull them off in the parking lot.
Maybe she was wearing a skirt.
She already had them off.
I don't know. Weird.
Quote, what's been reported is very concerning. We are reviewing this order and reaching out to all parties involved to help us understand what may have occurred.
That's pretty, obvious what occurred.
All you got to do is call the bitch and ask her, hey, why'd you throw your damn sharded panties in the... The courier has been removed from the app pending investigation, Uber said in a statement.
That's the only good thing I've heard in this whole story.
That's just nasty.
Why would you do that?
Where does this happen? Miami?
Miami.
Damn. That's just nasty.
Now, we had a potluck at work this week, and my boss and I had a conversation. She does not really like the potluck thing. She's like, because I've seen the way people just behave in person, and I don't want them handling my food. She goes, I don't know who made 90% of these things at the potluck, and I don't know how clean they are. I don't know how clean their kitchen is. I was like, yeah, I tend to agree.
You kind of got a point.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way, but I'm not as picky about
it. I stuck to the Publix chicken.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And the cold cuts.
Yeah. You can't, yeah.
Can't go wrong with Publix chicken.
Oh, we've established that earlier. Yeah,
absolutely. Now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Florida Man or Tourist.
So each week I give a list of five famous or infamous people, and Phil has to guess if each one's a Florida man or a tourist. And for the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl. And if Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. And if he misses three or more, I win. Now, this week, in honor of Christmas, we're going to be doing something a little different. I have five tourist locations in Florida and the name of their Christmas celebration. You have to tell me if these are the real Christmas celebration of these places, or if it's just some name that I made up.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's go.
All right, number one, at Walt Disney World. That's in Orlando.
Orlando, right.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Well, that Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. I'm going tourist. That's too obvious.
Okay. Number two, at Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay. Santa's Jungle Adventure.
Jungle Adventure. I'm going Florida man on that one. That sounds legit.
Okay. Number three. In St. Augustine, America's oldest Yule log. And that is a 450-year-old log preserved from the first Christmas in America.
I think so. That sounds real.
Okay. Number four. At Legoland, Florida's Christmas Bricktacular.
I think you made that up. Tourist.
And finally, in Celebration, Florida, our listeners may or may not know, and you may or may not know, Celebration was a planned community that was originally started by the Walt Disney World Corporation. So it's near Orlando, Kissimmee. Okay. And it's all a self-contained city. And their celebration is called Now Snowing. Is that true or false?
True.
You say that one's true. Okay.
How'd I do?
Not good.
Not good?
Not good.
Yeah.
First one, Disney World. You said Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party was a tourist, and that is actually the name of their Christmas party. So
of course it is.
That one you got wrong.
I thought that was too obvious, but I was wrong.
No, they're pretty obvious there at Disney World. Number two, Busch Gardens, Santa's Jungle Adventure. You said that was Florida, meaning that was true. And I made that shit up. They call it Christmas Town at Busch Gardens. So 0 for 2. Number three, St. Augustine, America's oldest Yule log. You said tourist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You said yeah? Did you say that was...
No, I agree with you. Yeah. You said, I got this one right. I know I did.
Okay, so you said that one is...
I said that one's true, right?
All right, okay. So, Florida's, or St. Augustine's celebration is called Night of Lights. I just made up the America's oldest Yule log.
Fuck me. And, so I lost. Again.
Yeah, well, let's see if I skunked you. Legoland, Florida, Christmas Bricktacular. You said that one was fake, and that's their real celebration.
Of course it is.
So 0 for 4.
0 for 4.
And our last one, Celebration. You said Now Snowing is their real name of their event, and you did get one right. So that is the actual name in Celebration.
Woo-hoo!
Now Snowing.
Jesus. I hate this fucking game.
I got to catch up. You know, you're like...
I've almost got skunked the last two, though.
You're all like... four or five ahead of me still, so. Story number four. Florida man arrested for shoplifting after a job interview.
Well, I read this one.
Yeah, you sent this one.
I just sent this one?
Yeah, so we're...
So I contributed.
Yes, you did.
That's all I needed to know.
Yep. A Florida man went for a job interview at Kohl's on December 5th and decided to pick up a little something from mom on his way out. The only problem is he didn't pay for the shoes he got her. In fact, the Hernando County Sheriff's Office arrested him as he approached his car in the parking lot. Deputies identified the suspected shoplifter as 24-year-old Dominic Breedlove. He was taken to the county detention center and charged with retail theft. His bond was set at $500, and he was not hired by Kohl's. So he's going to have a hard time paying that $500 bail.
Yeah.
Investigators said a loss prevention employee spotted Breedlove canvassing the shoe department after his interview. After finding a pair without a security tag, he went to his car to retrieve a Kohl's bag from a previous purchase. When he got back inside the store, he picked up a pair of Nikes and went to the customer service line. Deputies said the line was long, so Breedlove returned to the shoe department. That's when he allegedly bagged an $80 pair of women's Nike Arbella TR shoes and a $70 pair of women's Nike Elite TR shoes.
Well, at least he has a good taste.
Yeah, Nike. I'm wearing Nikes right now. Authorities said Breedlove headed straight for the exit without making an attempt to pay for the shoes. Law enforcement was already outside waiting for him. Why bother with the job interview if you're going to pull that shit? I mean, do you think they're not going to watch you because you just got out of a job interview with the manager?
True.
The loss prevention doesn't care what you did just before you came in the store. They're only going to keep an eye on you if you're doing something shady.
Yeah, this was just flat out stupid. So he went in. Let me get this straight. So he went in for a job interview.
Yep.
And then decided, yeah, fuck it, I'm just going to take some shit.
Mm-hmm. Mom needs some new shoes.
Yeah.
He didn't even buy shoes for him or steal shoes for himself. They're women's.
That's just stupid.
I mean, why bother with the job interview?
Well, maybe he didn't feel like it went well and he was, ooh. Yeah, and just it just overwhelmed him and he couldn't stand it.
I'm not going to get this job, so I'm just going to take these
couple
pairs of shoes.
Yep.
And give them to mom.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Dumbass. As usual for our show.
Are we done?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh.
Unless you got anything more to say about the Kohl's shoplifter.
No, I did not. And I don't have an issue with Kohl's like I have with Walmart. Kohl's is all right.
Kohl's is good. I like Kohl's. When I went to, when I had to go up to Michigan a few weeks ago, we went to Kohl's and actually got some stuff to, some cold weather gear.
Yeah, this is the only, Kohl's is about the only place here in town where you can actually get cold weather stuff because mm-hmm. we don't have cold weather.
Right. So.
And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at FloridaManPod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Do we get any voicemails this week?
No.
Damn it. If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
Breathe, Phil. And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Roxanne, Travis, Heather, Jessica.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah, Jessica, and our favorite listener, Katie. And we have a new...
We have a new one?
We have a new one, Konath. Konath? Konath? He only gives us his first name, but he's out of Munich, Germany.
Ooh.
So I'm sure he's drinking beer, better beer than we are tonight.
Probably. Considering I'm drinking vodka. Dinos. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside is Florida Man. Florida Man might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.